B-Pod Studios.
This is the second date update on the 10 with Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa. The Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
Ed, how can we help you, sir?
Hey, so I had this great date with Maggie.
Mm-hmm.
She's a great girl. I paid for everything. You know, we had a great time. We had this great dinner, and she's not calling me back, and I don't know why. I mean, everything went terrific.
Okay, well,
terrific.
It couldn't have gone that terrific if you're calling us for us to get her. So what do you think you did wrong?
I don't know, man. I mean, you know, like, I'm a nice guy. I paid for everything. What more does she want? I mean, this isn't like everybody's beating down her door. I mean, it was a good date. It was a really good date. You know, a guy gets a sense of these things. You know, sometimes you're on a date and you know it's not going well. You know you're not going to get a call back. But this was not one of those times. This was definitely a time when I felt like we had a real connection. So I'm not sure why she's not calling me back. Maybe she thinks I'm somebody else. Maybe she goes on a lot of dates and she forgot. I don't know. I don't know what it could possibly be.
I love these. He did it all right. Yeah, she doesn't want to see him again. All right. So stay on the phone and we'll try and give her a call for you next, okay?
Okay, thanks.
All right. Second date update on 10.
Now back to the second date update on the 10.
With Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa, the Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
All right. We just spoke to Ed, who went on a date with this girl, Maggie, and he knocked it out of the park. Oh, my God.
He did nothing wrong.
Nothing
at
wrong.
All.
And everything he did right, he did perfect.
He's her dream man.
She just doesn't want to ever see him again. She's just not getting back to him. Okay, so stay quiet. We're going to try and get her on the phone right now, okay?
Hello.
Hi, is this Maggie?
Yes.
Hi. Okay. Hi, Maggie. This is Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa. We're calling you from Hot 96.9, the radio station. And I know it sounds weird, but I swear if you give me 20 seconds, I can explain why we're calling. It's a good reason. Just let me explain. Okay. Okay. So we got your phone number from a gentleman who likes you. You know this guy. I'm going to tell you his name. But he likes you, and he wants to ask you out on a date. So the reason we're calling you is because if you say yes to this date, we'll let you choose the place, the day, the time, everything. We'll pay for the whole thing just to see if you two can hit it off. And like I said, he not only likes you, but he thinks that you kind of have a connection, you know, like you have feelings for him too. I'll tell you his name. That way it's not going to be a setup. You're not going to show up at this date and, you know, it's not going to be a bait and switch or anything.
I guess.
Okay. Do you just want to hear the name and then you can decide whether or not you want to do it?
Yeah. I guess. Why not?
Okay. Ed, you went out with him already and he said that he would like, he's very confused because he feels like, you know, you guys had a really good time on your date and he would like to go out with you again.
Oh my God, that f***ing asshole.
Is that a f***ing asshole?
Yeah.
He is.
Why?
Yeah. We did go out on a date. He started out just fine. Well, towards the end of the night, we're eating dessert. We're sharing a dessert. And how do I say this? I guess he had a wonky tooth. Maybe a tooth that comes out or I don't know. But we're eating our dessert. And I look at him just as we're about to finish, and his tooth is gone. And he starts freaking out, and he's like, he starts accusing me of eating his tooth.
He accused you of eating his tooth?
Oh Lord.
Yeah. He's like,
well, did you?
I think I would have known if I had eaten the guy's tooth.
Right. Well, he still wants another day with you. He's actually on the phone right now, I believe.
Oh,
Ed?
Geez.
Yeah, here's the thing. Don't you fucking lie. You ate the tooth.
Oh,
you know you ate the fucking tooth. You absolutely know you did.
Wait.
How do you not know if you ate a tooth?
God.
It's hard. It's like, it doesn't taste like anything else.
Ed,
Yeah.
You just called us. You said you want another date with her, and you come out, right. out of the gate. You're yelling at her.
Maybe that's not why
I want her to pay for the tooth. Those teeth are very expensive. I work in retail. I don't have a whole bunch of extra money. I can't get the tooth unless she pays for it.
So he used us. Damn you.
Yeah. So
I had to get this. There's no way. You think it's fun to walk around with a big gap tooth? You think that's fun? You think I can get a lot of dates that way? That's crazy.
How do you know that she's the one that ate the tooth?
Who else ate the tooth? It was there and then it was gone.
How do you know it wasn't you?
Because you know if you ate a tooth. It slides down your throat. You would know.
And that's what she's saying. She would know if she did, too. God.
So in my defense, it didn't have to get to this. Because all that had to happen, I told you this, when you take a shit, you hit it with the hose, and then you see if the tooth is in there. Because the tooth is going to pass. Okay. That's
when
what
the
dog
swallows a ring.
What?
That's what I did. It's not that hard.
Maggie, do you remember shitting out his tooth?
Oh, my gosh. Can I have the 2 hours of my life back that I wasted with this guy?
Do you want me to ask Maggie for a date, or do you want me to ask for money for the tooth? I still don't understand.
He just wants the money.
Yeah, the money. Okay, Maggie, are you willing to give him money for his tooth?
Yeah, not in a million years. Yeah, dream on. And maybe he's finally got the look that suits him, you know?
Okay, well, how about going on another date with him?
Yeah, no.
Can I at least get the money that we would have spent on the date and put that towards my new tooth?
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.